Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, February 9th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish President Andrzej Duda met with his Weimar Triangle counterparts yesterday in Berlin, where the leaders of Germany, France, and Poland collectively stressed the need to avoid war in Europe. The talks between Duda, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and French President Emmanuel Macron were focused on security in Central and Eastern Europe and the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. At a joint media briefing afterwards, German Chancellor Scholz declared the assessment of the situation to be identical. Any further violation of Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty is unacceptable and would have far-reaching consequences for Russia in political, economic, and probably also geostrategic terms. The Polish Central Bank's Monetary Policy Council on Tuesday raised key interest rates for the fifth consecutive time in a bid to tame surging consumer prices. The reference rate went up by 50 basis points to 2.75% from 2.25% amid rising inflation, which hit 8.6% in December, according to reports by the Polish press agency. Central Bank Chief Adam Glapiński told a conference in October that the time was coming for a monetary adjustment. His comments followed those made by Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, who said at the time he expected an appropriate response from the central bank to the fastest price growth in Poland in two decades. Glapiński said last month that Poland's interest rates were likely to rise further in the near future as inflation remained high and looked set to stay elevated throughout 2022. Oscar nominations were announced yesterday afternoon, with Polish filmmakers and cinematographers among those up for an Academy Award. Polish cinematographer Janusz Kamiński has been nominated for an Oscar for his work on Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, an adaptation of the 1957 musical. The Pole is among the five nominees in the Best Cinematography category, as announced by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences on Tuesday. This year's Oscar nominations list also includes The Dress, a 30-minute film by Polish director Tadeusz Wyszak in the Best Live Action Short Film category. Wyszak is a graduate of cultural studies at the University of Warsaw and a student of directing at the Warsaw Film School. The 94th Academy Awards ceremony is set to take place in Hollywood on March 27th. And in good news for cycling enthusiasts, Citibike Global has officially signed a contract to re-implement the Metropolitan Bike Share System, MIVO 2.0, over the next year and a half. Several changes are set to be introduced in the new system, including a mixed offering of traditional and electric bikes, a decentralized battery charging system, and an increased battery range of up to 100 kilometers per charge for each electrical bike. A monthly subscription will be just under 30 zloty, with an annual subscription available for 259 zloty. Subscribers will have a daily allowance of 60 minutes on an electric bike or 120 minutes on a traditional bike each day. Implementation of the project will be divided into three stages, with the whole project expected to last no longer than 14 months. During the testing phase, half the bikes in the fleet will be available for participants to test for free.
The weather.
Today will be overcast and wet, with a strong breeze coming in from the west and a good chance of rain throughout the afternoon. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, with a high around 9 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 3 degrees centigrade or 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly cooler temps are expected tomorrow, with a chance for some rain again tomorrow afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.